This is the Team Builders Podcast, building better teams.
Welcome back to the Team Builders Podcast. My name is Jonathan, and along with my two wonderful co-directors, Jerry and Stephen, this podcast explores excellence and high performance in teams and the way in which team building and engagement can positively impact on that pursuit. We bring over 20 years of team building experience, delivering hundreds of corporate team engagements every year across the UK and beyond. If you're looking for practical insights and inspiration to help you build a stronger team, you've come to the right place.
This is the Team Builders Podcast with Stephen Haseley, Jerry Crowley and Jonathan Haseley.
All right, we are back with the Team Builders Podcast. Jerry, Stephen, how are you both?
In great form, Jonathan. Persistence wins everything. You know how I like to do a little bit of training and I get bored a bit. I've started rowing.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, you've gone big.
Yeah, you don't use your ankles, apparently, but that's a good thing.
But you do.
Well, I don't know, but it's tough.
I can imagine.
500-meter sprints, so get on that, folks. And still stay away from beef jerky.
Yeah, they don't combine. Stephen, how are you?
Jonathan, looking forward to the podcast ahead. Weather's coming in. Winter's settling in. Can't wait to go outdoors.
Another great plug from Stephen. Well, folks, I got an exciting episode lined up for us today. We're actually going to be joined by a wonderful guest, a friend of the show, Elliot Welch. Elliot, how are you, my friend?
Very well, thank you, guys. Yeah, great to see you again. I know it's been a while. Yeah. Last time we were in better settings, hey? But great to see you again.
It was certainly warmer weather, that's for sure. Elliot is a wonderful friend of ours. He is sales and marketing lead at an incredible place called Lost Shore Surf Resort. It's Europe's largest and most advanced wave pool right outside Edinburgh. We're talking all things wellness today with Elliot, motivation, and how outdoor activity can energize the team. So listen, I thought I would just tee us off, tell you a little bit more about where Elliot works, Lost Shore Surf Resort. In the first instance, Lost Shore, it's a £60 million surf resort. It's got luxury accommodation, a waterfront bar and restaurant, surf school, sauna and wellness treatments. I put a big star by the sauna part. Yeah, hello. And it has a dedicated private event studio with space for up to 120 guests for corporate events, brand launches, those kind of things. And things we've been working with Elliot on. Elliot himself, who joins us today, currently heads up the sales at Lost Shore. He brings together his commercial expertise and lifelong love of surfing to help bring a vibrant surf culture to Scotland. Elliot, we're looking forward to hearing all about it. I've got a little bit about your background here too, mate. It spans corporate activations, large-scale events. Elliot believes in the power of experiences to inspire connection and well-being, a belief shaped by years working in both UK and sunny Australia. I'm sorry we haven't organised the sun for you today, Elliot, but how are you, my friend?
I'm very well, thank you. Great to be joined by you guys. I know we've spoken quite a lot, and it's great to finally catch you and jump on the podcast.
A pleasure, mate. Thanks for joining us. Listen, we've got some exciting questions lined up, so I'm going to jump straight in with one of mine. You have worked in some pretty awesome places, done some pretty awesome things so far. Tell us how the wonderful Lost Shore compares.
Well, it's interesting. I think I'll probably start off with how I got into working at Lost Shore. I've often sort of followed adventure and to try to sort of find the best life for myself, maybe not prioritizing work first and foremost, but surfing's always been a passion of mine, and that took me out to Australia a while ago. I lived out there for about 2 years and worked in major events such as the Australian Open and a large-scale outdoor experience actually revolving around Harry Potter.
Oh, wow, okay. We'll have to get into that.
Yeah, there's a real story there to go into.
I can
imagine.
One of our senior operations managers, Elliot, he's a big Harry Potter fan, so we'll have to check in on that and get some of the details.
Yeah. I would say, you know, this job I've got currently right now is a very, very fun job, but the one in Australia working in a forest could have been the top. I don't think I'll ever reach that level of success in my mind. But no, it's brilliant. Lost Shore is a great place to work. It's what brought me back to the UK and Scotland specifically after a great couple of years in the sunny side of the world. But yeah, I really, really enjoy it. It's a great place. It's a new business. It's been open nearly a year now. Our year anniversary is in a couple of weeks.
Amazing.
So we'll be celebrating that. But it's great to talk to you guys and sort of answer some questions about Lost Shore and myself.
Yeah, no, absolutely, mate. Listen, we've got plenty lined up. I'm actually going to chuck it to Stephen, who's got a great first business context one. Stephen, over to you.
Okay, so the podcast is listened to primarily by business leaders and people involved in the development of the business. So what do you think business leaders can learn and get from an experience at Lost Shore in terms of resilience, mindset, and working together? What's your thoughts and feelings on that, Elliot?
Brilliant. That's a great question. And I think resilience is the key thing to note there. What Lost Shore can do and what surfing in general can do is build resilience. I know you might have seen surfing videos all over Facebook or whatever, and a lot of the things you see are people falling off or maybe... Yeah. not hurting themselves, but really not looking like they're having a good time. And I think that's what surfing is. It looks like a lot of failure, and it is in a way. But what it also can bring is very small, minute bits of success, and they're the bits that, you know, catch you and make you sort of want to keep doing it and keep powering through. And I think you can really transplant that into what businesses are trying to do. People often fail. People starting their own businesses, people working in large enterprises, they often fail in day to day or even, you know, long term. But it's the small little successes that make people keep going. And what Lost Shore does and what the surfing experience can do, you know, if you were to come down and have a sort of an away day here and bring your team into the water, is you're often, you know, you're going to fall. You're all learning. There might be the odd person that surfed before, but predominantly we have groups that have never surfed before, and it takes them down. No matter what level they are in a company, they're all at base level again, and they're learning all together. And not just learning to surf, but they're learning those skills. They're learning resilience. They know, oh, if you fall off, oh, I've just seen my boss over there fall off his wave. Yeah. Now look at me. I'm going to go, oh, if I'm going to fall off or not. It puts people on this sort of new paradox. And I think that's what we can give is those skills in a different format.
Love that.
Yeah, well, I could pick up from there, Elliot, because I just had in my head to ask you about what change do you see in teams that come at the start and perhaps give that type of experience a go? And you know, how do you feel they go away? You know, what feelings do they go away with? And maybe not just on Lost Shore, but you've got a lot of other experience of these type of outdoor challenges as well. Yeah.
What teams and individuals can go away with is this sort of newfound experience. I mean, a lot of the people that come in and a lot of businesses aren't necessarily, let's say, outdoorsy people. Maybe people that I would class myself as an outdoorsy person. I know Stephen and yourselves very much outdoorsy people as well. So
there's we find ourselves in the outdoors.
That's because we get thrown out of most of the places that we work at.
Stumbled across or something.
We're adapting to survive, I guess. It is. It is a skilled activity at some level, you know, and like any sport, people are learning throughout. You know, you're never quite achieving what you want to achieve. You're always learning more, and there's always scope to grow.
Yeah, so they must be excited by the end. You know, would you feel, you know, is there a buzz in the changing rooms afterwards?
Yeah, you could put it that way. I think people often arrive and just speaking specifically around the venue, it's very unusual in that respect of if you're going away for an away day, you're maybe expecting a hotel or a corporate boardroom, and you're not expecting to arrive and see this huge quarry that's three times the size of Murrayfield's pitch. Yeah. And then to see down in the quarry this pristine pool of water with waves just on tap rolling through. And I think that alone, when people first arrive, they think, oh, yeah, well, we're here for something different. We're here for a new experience. And that already is in the mind of people. They're like, oh, okay, I need to sort of relax a bit here. Like this seemed, could be a little bit scary, but once they go through the day, they've had their meeting in our event studio, they've got out, they've got all geared up with their wetsuits on, and then they're in the pool, everything just changed. And it's a real click. You see people, the mentality in the look in their eyes when they've left their sort of strategy meeting, and then when they're coming back out the pool, everyone's, you know, that makeup's off, hair's all wet. People they're really inspired, and I think you can see the creativity. And a lot of the feedback we've got is that if people have sort of strategized their day, so they do their meetings in the morning, and then they have the surf in the afternoon, they often go away from that thinking, wow, whatever we spoke about in the morning, is there's like a newfound sort of creativity and buzz around what we can then go back and do next week in the office. And that's the feedback. It's been incredible. It's something that we're really proud about and passionate about, is not just sort of bringing corporates in to have their events here and hosting them in our event studio, but it's getting them in the water and getting them out of their comfort zone, because we really do believe that it's a growing experience.
Yeah, I like a lot of what you had to say there, Elliot. I think particularly connects with how we view, you know, team experiences and experiential activities in particular, given that it's all around the learning outcome. And sometimes that outcome can be pure reward or fun or engagement, but it certainly seems, which from the outside looking in, perhaps your venue at Lost Shore is what provides. But, you know, deeper than that, there are obviously further learnings or objectives that people can really focus on in terms of performance and collaboration and connection.
Yeah, exactly. I think you've hit the nail on the head there. And you guys are set up with a very similar clientele in the fact that, you know, we're both passionate around the outdoors and what we do. And fundamentally, is a lot of it is getting people outside. You know, I've been to some of your events, and the way that you sort of foster this amazing sort of buzz, and that people are running around trying to get to the next station. And that is... that's quite key, I think, because it's unique. You know, it's a unique experience, and that's what Lost Shore also offers, is a unique experience where, you know, you're arriving to do something you've maybe never done before. And I think it's special.
Yeah, I think that we always, over the past 20-odd years, have been managing people, expectations and assets. And as we've grown the business with assets, we've also managed our people so we can deliver a fantastic experience. And it's not just about your asset, the Lost Shore, it's also about your people and the passion that those people have. And that's what overcomes that fear factor in your clients and your customers, in that, you know, you're passionate about it and you don't treat people as idiots because they can't surf on minute one, but you take them through their paces, you introduce it to them in a gradual way and make them feel like a king or a queen, despite whether they get huge success or not. And that's all about has facilitated. And that passion comes through from yourself and your team as well.
And it's very little about actually surfing, really. It's about going through the process of learning something new, trying something new, failing, getting a small bit of success, and at the end, the team coming out in one piece, isn't it?
Yeah, so surfing's just like the cool part. Yeah, exactly.
Surfing's a bit, you tell your friends, oh yeah, surfing's a pretty big wave. Pretty cool,
Must have been 100 feet.
Loads of people get photoshopped, you know, on their surfboard, like as if they're riding.
Yeah, you know, that could be something we should bring in, really, is a little sort of photo booth next to it where you actually stand, the wave peels over your head and you're in there.
That's a win.
We'll look into bringing that in. But I think, to be fair, it's a good place to note on a bit more around what the setup is. And I know you guys introduced what Lost Shore is, but in terms of what the facility can provide, it's not just advanced surfers that come in, it's people from all different levels. And the important thing to note here is that the machine and the system we use, which is a wave guard and technology, it's designed so that it can produce multiple different types of waves. Oh, so I think we can customize waves to up to 20 different sizes. Wow. And our smaller wave setting is a cruiser setting, and then it goes all the way up to sort of high performance and barrels. And the key here is that Lost Shore, being an artificial wave pool, it can take people through a journey right the way through from beginner all the way up to advanced level. And we've seen that now. We've been open for 11 months. And you know, I learned to surf in the ocean, and it's a long, hard slog trying to get good at surfing when you're in the sea. And, you know, nature is not on your side a lot of the time. You're often battling with currents, with bad weather. In Scotland, you know, you've got the snow, the water's freezing. Yeah. So there's a lot of challenges. But what we've created is something that's extremely accessible. You know, you can come in having no equipment, no understanding of surfing, maybe no real passion to do it, but you jump in the water, you learn from our coaches, and within, you know, an hour or an hour and a half, you've got a bit of a bug, and you're like, oh, this is fun. Like, I could do this again. And you don't need to be good at it to enjoy it. I think that's one of the key things. You know, if you go and you do some sport like golf, for example, you know, and you're constantly skewing the ball off into the bushes, you can really get fed up. And I think that was probably...
You're talking about Jonathan on a good day.
I was going to say, that's the last time I ever invite Elliot to go golfing with him. Yeah, thanks, Elliot. Drop me in it there, mate.
Well, I'd probably make you look better, Jonathan. So I wouldn't worry.
You're welcome. Yeah. You're welcome.
Maybe you should invite me.
Yeah, exactly. And I totally get that. And I think the coolness of... it's a cool thing, isn't it? Giving it a go. I have very, very limited experience with surfing, Elliot. But I was very lucky to be in Australia a few years ago. And a good friend of ours, Oliver Shear, who heads up Be Challenged, they're an amazing team building company in Australia. He took me out, and we didn't have surfboards, but he's the greatest body surfer on earth, lads. Honestly, he said to me, no, you just like let the wave come in and ride it. And I would like bob up, I don't know, 30 feet from shore. He was at the ice cream truck, like he had like come all the way in, surfed the beat, incredible. So that's my one experience. I'd love to give it another go though, and I will be at Lost Shore giving it a whirl very soon, I've got no doubt.
Just taking up what you said there, how do you encourage them to get involved when they arrive?
Yeah, it's a good one. We've had this a lot, and it's something I often face, you know, engaging with customers and engaging with, you know, businesses that potentially want to come and use our venue, but are a bit unsure around the surfing thing, you know, and it does require a little bit of coaching, a little bit of guiding through, a lot of explanation. You know, it's quite a new thing, especially in Scotland. You know, in Australia, a business will go, oh, I know what surfing is. Yeah, we'll take our team down the beach and we'll introduce them to this new thing. And a lot of people may already know what it is. But here, it's a new kettle of fish. And it does. It requires a little bit of coaching. We often say to people, give it a go is the main one. You know, like, we've had so many examples of people that have come in now that have said, oh, I'm not sure if I can put a wetsuit on, or oh, I'm not really comfortable in water. Or the big one is people not being afraid of water, you know, some people can't swim. You know, not everyone can swim. And what we say is, we've had many people here that have said those things. They've said, I can't swim. And we encourage people, because we have all of the safety equipment. You know, we're inland, we can push a button and every wave stops. We have multiple lifeguards on the side of the pool to make it the safest experience possible. And, you know, touch wood, we've had no incidents as of yet. So that is probably fundamentally what I say is, you know, guys, give it a go. If you don't like it, 10 minutes in, you can always get out, jump in a warm shower, jump in a sauna, even go for a massage. So that I'd say that's the biggest thing is just trying it out. And Stephen, I know you came along recently, didn't you, and tried it out?
I did, and I absolutely loved it. And I must say that when I first met with Elliot, I asked him to give me a buzz, and he called me 5 minutes early, the only person ever to call me, and I gave him a row. But I was so impressed, Elliot. I met with you and you showed me around. It was so professional, so well set up. You've invested heavily into the infrastructure and into the actual activities and into the actual what the offering will be in terms of event space, food and beverage, and obviously the surfing itself. And I must say, during my experience, your staff were phenomenal. I think it was Jono. Absolutely unbelievable. I was actually with my two daughters and I've fallen out with them because they made me look bad, but they took to the water so well. And again, they were confident. Your instructors were so professional, so patient to be able to make sure that, you know, we enjoyed the experience, got a lot out of it, enjoyed the physicality safely. And I really thought, yeah, it was a win-win situation. By the end, I was obviously surfing the big kahuna. I'm sure that's not a euphemism, but I was really blown away by it. And I could definitely see in the future that you can develop that as a corporate event and a family event. But my one question would be, how do you try to develop that culture, Elliot? You know, we have a culture in the UK, I guess, of walking, climbing, football, rugby, et cetera, et cetera. You really have to get people out there to your venue to get them over the line in their own head of, well, surfing maybe not for me. How do you get that over in terms of, yeah, you got to get them out there. How are you going to do that? What's your game plan for enticing them to then make them an advocate of your business?
Yeah, it's a big ask. And I think just to get people out here and to see it is a real strategy of ours. Like, we've been open, like I said, for 11 months now, and there's still a lot of people that don't maybe know about Lost Shore yet or think of it as, you know, a surf resort. And fundamentally, that's what it is, but it offers so much more. And I think that's, as we move forward into our year two, is we're looking at, well, how do we not rebrand or remarketize, but how do we get out to that new demographic that people think, oh, that's just for surfers? Because we have loads of people that are willing, you know, they're willing to take the plunge and drive out and come and see us 25 minutes outside of Edinburgh. And then when they arrive, they're like, wow, this is like an oasis. And it was brilliant in the summer. And it's amazing now as well. But it's that experience of people leaving Scotland in the summer to go to the south of France, to go to Spain. And we had people just coming to Lost Shore and going, wow, I feel like I've been transported to Biarritz or something, because the sun was shining in the quarry. Everyone's outside our canteen drinking Aperol spritzes and, you know, having really, really nice food. And then they're just listening to waves or feeling like they're in that environment, which is really special, like, in itself. And there's a bit of research around this, around blue health and being near water and what that can bring to people's sort of mental well-being. And we'll touch on that a bit more later, I think. But it's really easy once you've been down in order to get that person to come back. But I think for us, the hardest thing is getting people to a new venue, you know, getting people outside of town. And we're working on that. You know, we're currently looking at trying to put bus links in from Edinburgh City out to Lost Shore. And we think that will be a real big turning point for us. You know, we have the EICA Climbing Centre next door.
Yep.
They've been working for a long time of how do we get people out here? You know, there's a real big population of climbers in Scotland, and now with our wave pool and surfing being a growing sport, there's becoming a large population of surfers in Scotland.
And also, and it's the biggest in Europe, no?
Yep.
It's the biggest wave pool in Europe.
Yeah,
right?
So it's going to attract people from all over Europe to come.
It does, and for us, like I mentioned, surfers, they know about us. It's that demographic. Yeah. You know, we're on the map, and people are traveling from all over. We had people from France, from Australia, from the US, Canada, all traveling over to Lost Shore because we're 10 minutes from the airport to jump on a few waves and then fly home. And we found that, you know, people that would usually leave the UK, for example, and go down to France in summer, where, you know, sometimes you can get waves and sometimes you can't, and now going, hold on a minute, we could fly from London or we could fly from even France up to Lost Shore, have guaranteed waves for 3 days and fly home, and it costs us the same amount of money.
Because of all the places in the UK, you know, Edinburgh was chosen, which is phenomenal, really, you know, so it's got to be some research in there to get, you know, how many minutes from the airport?
It's 10 minutes from the airport. Yeah, so. And I think, you know, I wouldn't say that there's any scientific reason or geological reason why it's in Edinburgh. I would say it's fundamentally down to our founder, Andy Haddon. He's pushed for this for over 10 years now, and he's been working on this project for a very, very long time. What he's done is absolutely phenomenal. Yeah. To get Lost Shore here, I couldn't believe it. I've been surfing in Scotland for 5 or 6 years now, ever since I went to uni here. And I left to go to Australia, and I heard around the project, and I said, Wave Park in Scotland. I know there's a few of those in Australia, but
yeah.
And there's one down in Bristol. And I said, that can't be right. We can't be getting one in Edinburgh. It's, you know, it's a cold place.
Yeah.
Not that big of a surfing scene. And since coming back, I've just seen, you know, it's absolutely spectacular. And the surfing scene has grown. And I think that's what we'll see in the future of these wave parks is surfing will become a sport like golf. It becomes accessible. More people take it up and it just grows from there.
I think you mentioned something, Elliot, and again, that maybe kind of helps bring us towards a wrap there. You know, the thought around it's not just about the sport necessarily, it's about the well-being that the sport can provide. And no doubt that's going to attract more and more people to come and, you know, have a go or to learn more or to just be around the sport. I don't know, perhaps you mentioned something there earlier, blue water thinking, is that what you said it was called?
It's a term that we use often here and we call it blue health.
Yeah.
And blue health is... I'd say it's probably the most important aspect of what we do. And it was very much in Andy's vision when sort of founding Lost Shore of what can we do to give back. It's a commercial business at the end of the day, but it's what we can do within those limits to provide something for the community, to provide something to school kids around, even to businesses. And I think we're slowly moving more towards that now and what we can do for businesses. I don't want to disclose too much yet just because we're currently working on these packages for next year. But during the start of the project, Andy decided it would be a great idea for Lost Shore to fund the first PhD in surf therapy. And there's a lot of science around surf therapy in countries that are a bit more advanced in the surfing scene, like Australia and the USA. They've done a lot more research in this. But now Lost Shore has funded a PhD in surf therapy. We're looking to see how we can bring that into our corporate offering. So we're hoping January next year to release some packages which are very much more based on corporate wellbeing. We know that Lost Shore can provide this idea of blue health to corporates and individuals, but it's how do we get people out here to do that? And the idea is that we're going to create a package, which hopefully entails a corporate coming out for a surf session, coming out to do a strategy meeting, and intertwining that with this idea of surf therapy and explaining a bit more about what it can do for them, what it can do for their productivity and their creativity. And then we'll go from there. But it's still in the pipeline.
Early it sounds exciting.
Sounds good.
Yeah. We won't put a big, massive exclusive all over the website.
Sounds like exclusive.
Yeah, it does. We'll take the brand. Yeah. Listen, Elliot, it's been amazing to chat about all things Lost Shore. I'm going to bring it to a close, bring it back to yourself, if you don't mind. I checked your socials, of course, before we got together today. Not too much research. Don't worry, I won't talk about the photos. But you said, or you've got up on there, adventure starts where comfort ends, and I thought, yeah, love it. And I just wanted to ask, what does that mean for you? And, you know, how does that wrap into that overall team context that that we've been talking about today?
I think I have said that before. Adventure starts where comfort ends. And I think I've always, in my personal life, tried to seek out adventure. And surfing is one of those endeavors that definitely provides you a lot of reward. Just a small little example. I was surfing in St. Andrews on Sunday evening, and the sun was setting, and there was some of the best waves I've seen in Scotland, and it was me and a few friends out. And you know, it's quite precarious. There's a lot of rocks where you're taking off, and if you don't make it to the next section, you might then fall and land in this shallow reef. And it's that level of like, oh, this is uncomfortable, but if I make it, this could be one of the best waves I'm ever going to catch. And that for me is what adventure is all about.
Yeah, love that. That's so cool. And do you know what? I've always wondered who those idiots are in St. Andrews. apparently, it's you all along.
Yeah.
Every time I'm there, strolling the thing. Like,
the wetsuit puts on pounds.
Yeah, who's going surfing in December? It's you, Elliot.
It is me, yeah. It's pretty stupid. But what's good now is there's actually a sauna at King's Barn, so you can just jump out.
You jump in. Yeah, you're hooked up.
Usually what I do here as well after a surf.
Yeah. I like it. No, listen, that's amazing. I totally get that. It's about the journey, not the destination, I guess. And that's such a cool part of what you do. And I think that sings to a lot of, you know, what we do in our business context too.
Just to finish off from my point of view, Elliot, we always talk about work-life balance. So here's some life balance. Let's have a date, all four of us, on the 24th of January for the opening season on the River Tay. Let's all bring wetsuits. and let's make a day of it.
That's fishing. That's not
that's
surfing.
Fishing. Yeah, right, I know yeah. that.
Yeah. Yeah, I was wondering what we're doing there. We're going to float down the Thames.
This man has caught fish in Mexico. We have caught fish in Fraserburgh.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we can
try. Plymouth.
Nice.
Let's do it. I'm yet to catch a salmon, and it's, honestly, it's my dream. So let's all make right. it happen.
Yeah. Nice. We can do that. We can do that. Well, Stephen can't, but the rest of us can.
Luck of the Irish.
Yeah, exactly.
We just need one of us to catch it so we can all
poke
it.
Yeah, we'll absolutely. Yeah, yeah. We're same with the surfing. We can take a photo of you on the surfboard. Yeah. Like, yeah, yeah, that was me. Yeah. Listen, thanks so much today, mate. We really appreciate you being here, and we look forward to catch you again at Lost Shore. Anybody that wants to learn any more about Elliot, Lost Shore, you can check out some of the details underneath the podcast listing. And of course, anything more that you want to check about Team Challenge Company, have a look on our social. And of course, our website, teamchallenge-company.co.uk. For now, from the Team Builders Podcast, Elliot Wells, thanks so much. We'll see you again soon, mate.
Brilliant. Thanks, guys. Look forward to seeing many of you down at Lost Shore.
We're in. We're
thanks,
in.
Elliot. Thank you, Elliot.
See you soon, mate. Bye-bye.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jonathan. See you.
For more insights, ideas, and inspiration, head to teamchallenge-company.co.uk or follow us on social media. We would love to engage with you there. For everything else, we look forward to catching you again on the Team Builders Podcast.